HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Evil Eye, a novel by Ita Frum. Performed by Vane Asadorian and Gail Shallon. For Rayan and Aisa. All roads lead to you, even those I took to forget you. Mahmoud Darwish.
Prologue. Yara's Journal. I don't know why I'm writing this. William said it would help me articulate myself to you, reconcile past and present. I need to go back there. Need to find a way to reach you. But I don't know how. I've never been good with words. There are some things language cannot communicate. Instead, I paint pictures in my mind. I build a white house with a colorful garden and a tranquil lake covered in emerald green lily pads. Then, I put myself inside of it. The rooms are bright and airy, with big windows through which I watch the world. Outside, birds chirp and flowers bloom, and everything feels calm beneath the wide open sky. I close my eyes and paint more images, one stroke at a time, of sunflowers and sunsets and rooms full of books, so I don't have to be alone. I'm trying to listen to William's advice, to close my eyes and quiet the voices in my head. But when I begin to write down memories, attempt to lay them out in clear sentences, the words won't connect. When I look back for you, my mind goes blank. I can't describe it, this feeling I cannot name, this wound I cannot see. I feel it, though, like every bone in my body is on fire. William says that writing can transform the unspeakable into a story. Only, I don't want to tell a story. I want to break free. Yara's Journal. For as long as you could remember, your mother, my Tita, taught you to tread carefully through life. Tita said in Arabic, bad luck lurks everywhere. Growing up, you avoided walking under ladders or breaking mirrors. If you spilled something, you threw a pinch of salt over your left shoulder to protect yourself. You knew that scratching an itchy palm meant you were going to lose money. And if you looked a black cat in the eye, a djinn would possess you. Tita's favorite superstition was tabsir, reading the leftover grounds of Turkish coffee at the bottom of a cup. Over the years, you watched her read grounds for family and neighbors and friends, all eager to learn their fortune. Tita would sit across the table from them on the rooftop balcony, her hands curled around a teacup intricately painted with flowers. It was small, only an inch or two in height, and even less in diameter. She'd peer down into it, draw breath through her nose, and nod. When she'd finally look up, there was a distinct air of knowing to her, a gleam in her eye. You spent most of your time on the rooftop with Tita, planting and cleaning vegetables, baking bread, hanging laundry, singing and strumming your oud. Your shelter was small and cramped, and up on the spaciousness of the rooftop, in the wide open air, you felt alive, free. One morning, as she prepared the brew, Tita told you, I was your age when my own mother taught me how to read the remnants on the bottom of a cup. The aroma of freshly ground beans was in the air. You sat close together on the rooftop of your cement shelter in an overcrowded refugee camp in the occupied West Bank as Tita began the practice that had been in the family for generations. Turkish coffee is first and foremost a
sample complete. Ready to continue?